One Flat Summer by Dave Sheesby, with Gerard McDermott as Ken and Gillian Bevan as Margaret. Episode 6, The St. Ledger.
Story of our times. Lobbing 50-ish odd blokes into the loser's basket. People like me. Ken, only 3 days off in 30 years Warburton. Purveyor of ladies' frocks and smocks to the trade. And after the lump sum went into the frozen-hearted pep and the plodding bond, the days rolled in black-edged. Until I met betting shop Curly, and I turned the little lifetime hobby into a serious business with his winning system, which turned out to be the same old guess-and-go-for-it losing story. So I moved back onto the winning rail with the professional Tam Robertshaw and his lovely racecourse Rita friend, who wanted my help with a dodgy delivery, which I didn't quite make, but stashed with my dad, whose old heart gave out before he told me where he'd hidden it. All of which left me, in view of wife and family desertion, and some big hitters hard on my tail, and back where I started, with betting shop Curly, punter and dreamer.
How old was he?
87.
Oh, not so bad then. If the idea is to make this whole business last a long time?
Yeah, mine might not, if I go on like this.
Oh, didn't mean to be careless.
That's all right. I suppose I was expecting it.
Are you going to tell me you'll spot a bother?
I owe money, sort of.
Me too.
To a gangster who wants it back.
Give it him. My advice.
If I had it, I would.
Broken farm's job then. I knew a man who specialised.
Your prison days.
Margaret told you, did she?
Early. You told her about Rita.
You still see Miss Flashy? Must be costing you a fortune in gin and tonics.
Can I ask you something, Curly?
Oh, racing quiz, is it? I like those. Here, let's do classic winners since 1945. I'll start. What won the Ledger in 1984?
Comanche Run, Piggott. Listen, if someone gave you some cash to look after, where would you put it? Don't say a bank.
Oh, I won't. I don't do banks. It was 7 to 4, that horse.
Seriously, money?
Floorboards? Loft? Hole in the garden? I knew a kid who kept money in the jam. What's this about?
I gave some cash to my dad to look after.
And he hasn't told you? And now... I'm sorry.
It's not funny. Come on, ideas.
Well, giving it to someone?
He didn't do friends.
Did you ask him?
It was difficult. He was desperately ill. Wandering a bit. I wonder...
Question 2. What won the Oaks in 1947? Orson Jockey, please.
Up in smoke. What he said, of course.
Wrong. Imprudence. Johnston wrote it. Here, where are you going?
My dad's house. I've got a key. Hmm? Have you got a torch?
Whew. Very gloomy.
Come on. Help me shift this gas fire.
Hey, is this you? The photo?
Let's see. Oh, I must have been 10 or 11. That's our cat Houdini. He fell off the roof 3 times and lived.
And this one?
That's our Christine in her degree stuff from Leicester. That's Nigel with her, waiting to pounce.
That's it. Now.
Anything?
Here we are.
How much is there?
Well, there should be 20 grand. Doesn't look much, does it? Soot on it, too.
What we could do with that tomorrow? Brighton, Leicester, Lingfield. The dogs at Mumble and Wimbledon.
I thought you didn't do dogs.
With cats like that, I'd do sheep.
Hello? Anybody home?
Dad?
Christy, what's happened?
You've had visitors. Bit of a mess. Upstairs too, I'm afraid.
Where's Margaret?
Well, staying with us. Well, she told you she was going to, didn't she? Where have you been?
Staying with a friend.
What, a female?
No. Look.
Don't bother to explain.
I was at the hospital last night. Your granddad.
I know. Mum rang the hospital this morning. It was his heart, wasn't it?
I think so. He wouldn't go in, would he? Yeah. Prefer to stay at home, listening to the gas fire cheering.
You'll be arranging the funeral.
Crematorium, I think.
You'll have to get a vicar, won't you?
Aye, the Reverend Seaside Gift Shop might help.
What's going on, Dad?
Oh, I wish I knew.
I meant with Mum and you.
Oh, don't start on that. Not now, please.
Well, are you going to go to the police?
Oh, there's no point.
What? Well, the insurance for a start.
I shouldn't tell your Mum about this. Only make things worse. They won't have taken anything.
What? You know, don't you? You know who's been here.
Yeah, I think so.
It's to do with gambling, isn't it? What's going to happen to you, Daddy? You can't go on like this.
How is she?
I thought you'd never ask.
She thinks I'm having an affair, amongst other things.
This Rita.
She's told you?
Of course she told me. She's in the state. Well, don't you care?
Christine, you know I do. Just let me try and sort it out on my own.
That's what you want.
That business with Nigel. I'm sorry. You shouldn't have told him. I asked you not to.
Somebody had to do something. Oh, who's after you, Dad? What's it about?
It feels like everybody's after me. Gin and tonic.
Thanks. You look awful.
I had visitors at the house last night.
I'm not surprised.
Tomlinson?
I warned you, Ken. They are seriously angry. The Tesco carrier, I take it.
All of it. Lohmann delivers at last. Here. It's all there.
That was your wife on the phone, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
What are you going to do now, then?
Oh, I don't know. It's not very safe out there, is it?
Shall I cheer you up? This delivery seems it was to stop a favourite, but the favourite stopped itself. They do that sometimes, don't they?
Mine do, certainly.
You saved Johnny a little expense, haven't you? See my meaning?
Johnny?
Smales. Johnny Smales.
Oh, do I get a thank you, Kia?
You are a lucky man, do you know that?
Yeah, I just didn't feel like it. What are we going to do, Rita?
We? Oh, the sunset, you mean?
That dress. You wore it at Doncaster, didn't you? Shantung silk, that first time. Oatmeal.
Ken, there's a few things you should know. Johnny Smales and me, it's not quite like I told you.
It isn't.
We kind of work together, you see. And a bit more than that, actually.
Work together? You mean...
I just needed someone to do a little job. You came along.
Oh, tell me you're making it up. I don't want any more losers.
I can't do that.
Curly was right then. I'm out of my depth, aren't
I? I think perhaps you are. But that's the whole idea, you see.
But what about us? You said...
I like you, Ken. Then again, I like all the guys I pick for these jobs. I have to. It's a little rule with me.
You use me straight. That's what you're saying. There is no trap.
Don't start the suburban bit, Ken. This game, it's unpredictable. Lots of people have lots of deals. It's about keeping afloat.
Very few loyalties. Tam warned me.
Nice guy, but a bit of a purist. Likes to keep his hands clean.
I could report all this.
But you won't.
Oh, won't I? I've nothing to lose now, have I?
Last night at your house, that was going easy, Ken. Besides, you're in it, aren't you? York Minster, your hands are kind of...
Sootsie? Yeah. Out of me depth and drowning.
Oh, come on. You've had a good summer. Met Tam, picked up some winners, and you got cash off Johnny Smales and lived to tell the tale so far.
I got you very wrong, didn't I?
And I got you wrong. The swimwear catalogues. Why did you do that?
All my life I've conformed. Did as I was told. An obedient, loyal, law-abiding, upright citizen. A face in the crowd. The days were coming at me from the future. I thought, just once... I wonder what it'd be like to tip the scale, to do the opposite, to make mischief, to play the wild card, to play somebody else other than Ken Bloody Warburton, 55, ex-rep of Bland Road in Bland Town. When I put those swimwear catalogues in that parcel, I was laughing out loud. When I watched Tomlinson sneering at me as he left the Minster, my heart was cheering so loud I thought they might hear me on Beverly Racecourse. I knew it was cheating money. Well, you told me. And I'm like, Tam, I think cheating stains the soul. I don't want to win that way.
I certainly picked one, didn't I?
And for you, Rita, I told you. I did it for you. I thought I could help. I thought...
Sunsets?
Yeah, sunsets. I'm learning fast.
You need to. The gambling, the romance. I should stick to the life you were dealt if I were you. Bye, Ken.
Take care, Rita. Take care. Isn't that what I'm supposed to say?
It's a summer morning. I'm 8 or 9. Dad always gets up first and goes downstairs. Saturday's special. I lie in bed listening to him in the kitchen. I hear him sneeze. Always twice. I picture him running his hands through his hair, watching the kettle boil, and then I go down. He always opens the back door on summer days, and the smell of the lawn and the garden fills the kitchen as the kettle begins to whistle. Then he starts to slice the mushrooms and slide the bacon onto the grill pan. Two newspapers curled up and waiting. The sun slants in through the open door onto the blue and green lino. The bacon and mushrooms begin to whisper under the flames. And he pours the tea for me mum and takes her a cup up in bed. Afterwards, we sit and read the papers at the kitchen table. The newsprint smells like polish and comes off on our fingers. Nothing is wrong. There isn't a stain in the air or the slightest smudge in my heart. All that comes later, of course. But for now, at 8:10, on a May morning in our house, my dad and me turn the pages of our newspapers and eat our breakfast at the beginning of a perfect Saturday. As you all know, my dad wasn't much in the way of a believer in handed down explanations. So, I think we should just all hold our heads up and say goodbye. And in my case, wonder now who's going to keep me on my toes and who's going to provide the in-house entertainment.
Shall I be mother?
Why not? You're not husband anymore.
Oh, starting straight in, are we?
It was lovely what you said about your dad. I shall miss him too.
What will you all say about me, I wonder?
Pass. All this racing. It's about something else, isn't it?
Is it? Try me.
It's about not having a job. You can't accept anything else. You can't accept any other way of being a man, of being you. So you've turned your little harmless hobby into a task, a challenge, everything to play for. What do you reckon?
Causes. I've been told not to do causes.
Is this your friend Rita?
She's nothing to do with us anymore.
Who wrecked our house?
My fault. A long story. Sorry.
It's like a film, Ken. And you're in it, and I'm nothing to do with it at all. I'm at home peeling vegetables for dinners you don't come home to, cleaning the house you're never in, watching telly on my own, doing the garden, the shopping, making excuses to friends about your whereabouts. I'm a wife. I'm 50. Women like me stake a claim. All we have is loyalty. We're dependent. What's your racing life got to do with me?
I just need time.
This Rita.
It was a very small fire. It's gone out.
But not before it's burnt this marriage.
I still love you.
Am I supposed to believe that?
Well, I'm saying it.
Is it supposed to make a difference to what's happening to us?
I thought it might help.
Bastard. You know very well it helps.
Well, then.
I'm going home today, to my house. Our house is where I live. You can live there too if you want to. Make a life with me, now. The things you used to do round the house. Look for a job, a little part-time number. Plenty of men your age are faced with what you're faced with, and they manage, they get by.
A truce. Just while I set things straight. Just the summer. Just the flat this year. I've said it all along.
Is that your idea of a truce?
Still the St. Ledger.
You mentioned that once. Said you were wanting to put our savings on it.
Did I? It's in September. The last English classic. At Doncaster. 1 mile, 6 furlongs and 127 yards. It was a joke about the savings. Let's go home now. I could do the gardening this afternoon, if you want. Or think about doing the gardening. In bed.
Curly said it wasn't like you to go to the brink.
He's right. He knows me. You know me, Margaret.
To the garden, he said. This afternoon.
Think about it, I said.
I know one thing. I'm dying to get back home. Bloody Nigel whittering away about school every night over dinner is driving me mad.
Shantung silk. She really picked you out, didn't she?
Leave it alone, Curly.
What about your eye roller, mate?
Tam. I'm hoping to meet up with him at York. He's sure to make an appearance. The Ebor on Thursday. You fancy it?
Nothing left. You know I haven't. I'll just stick with these 40p Yankees.
You've changed, Curly. You used to want to get away, get above, remember?
Yeah, I remember. Didn't work out, though, did it? Shammy at Epsom's to bolt that. So near, Ken. So near. Still. Yeah, it's the betting shop for me now. Always was, anyway. Maybe that's where I went wrong. You don't get the girl and the money in this life. You don't anyway, do you?
Thanks very much, Curly.
Anyway, I bet shop's not that bad. Yeah, Republic service. Keep people warm. Keep people entertained. Yeah. Keep their spirits up. Their hopes alive. And it's not just the company, is it? It's a place I've never felt threatened in, you know that? My skin is just not an issue. I'm a member here. You see? Yours club? Fully paid up. What are your plans, Ken?
Not sure. I think I'm still trying to float away. There's still time.
You reckon?
In my case, I've got about 6 weeks.
There's a deadline, is there?
A little compromise. Margaret and me. The garden, the supermarket, the decorating versus the races. I've done the roses, time for York. Sure you won't come?
You go. Get out of your system. Mr. Slinking Away Ken from South.
I certainly didn't get it out of yours.
Yeah.
Betting shop Curly from maintenance.
I'll keep your seat warm in here, Ken. You'll be back.
And they're off. Oh, Ken. Where have you been all these racing days? I was expecting you at Ascot for the King George.
Entire. I missed it.
No, I didn't. They all have their turns, these horses. Have you noticed that? I'm having a good run, you?
Have you seen Rita?
No, not of late, no. Have you seen her?
No. She came and went, did Rita? I'm still recovering.
Yeah, I did hear something. I never pay attention to gossip on the race course. Very nice lady.
I thought so. Not quite what she seemed. It's a long story, Tom.
Well, I did warn you. Attractive ladies of the turf, they do tend to have their own agendas.
That one did.
Have you read Sartre, yeah?
No, but I ploughed through Piggott.
What about the family? They're still shaking their fists.
Sort of. A bit of a truce at the moment, actually.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of a different strategy?
Like what?
Well, your family. They think they know how bad all this is for you, but they don't know how good it can be, do they? None of them.
They don't want to know, Tam.
You've never tried to tell them, have you?
They don't want to listen.
Might be other ways.
Like what?
Well, it's a bit like the Dodo said. The best way to explain it is to do it. You follow me?
I don't think so. Which Dodo is this then, Sartre's?
Lewis Carroll.
Sorry. I'm a rep me, you know. Too knackered to read books. Tell me.
Well, it's just a thought, huh? If you could only get them down to the post, get them to smell it, feel the heart beating, watch the stalls open, fix the field as they turn into the straight, listen to the crowd.
Right. So, you're safe.
They've not given you a chance, have they? Why don't you give them one?
I had not thought of that.
So, see you at the ledger, maybe.
Possibly, yeah.
I always reckon it marks the end of an English summer. Any thoughts on the race, Ken?
Well, there is one.
The Shantung. Not a favourite, of course.
Let us down that one. Curly and me. The bloody derby. I first met you that afternoon.
Never look back, Ken. Always the next race. Different circumstances. So, what's it to be?
Shantung. It ran well in the derby. Have a strong feeling.
Well, this isn't you, Kenneth. All the time I've known you, you've never been sure. You're always consulting other people.
I woke up in the night with its name on my lips. Maybe I've changed. Janice reckons you can. Bus conductors can be astronauts.
Janice?
Someone I met. Along the way.
Your flat summer.
Right.
What do you reckon, Lucy?
Here we are turning into the straight with 3 furlongs to travel, and it's Margaret and Ken racing together, with Christine, Nigel, Tam and Lucy following this leading pair. Rita, Tomlinson and Smales have started to drop to the back of the field. Also struggling to go the pace are Janice Franklin and Curly Monks, whose long, hard season might just be making its mark at last.
What do you reckon, Lucy? Anybody's race, would you say?
I have to point out that because of the operational time your money has been in the fund...
I sign here.
Yes, please.
I can collect this. I'd rather not use the postal system.
Allow for 7
yeah,
to 10...
10 working days, yeah. Quite. Cutting it fine. Still.
Can I ask?
I'd rather you didn't.
What time is it?
10:20.
I suppose we ought to get up.
Saturday's your big race day, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
The St. Ledger. Well, you've made it. Like you said you would.
I have.
Anyway, I'll be off with Christine and Lucy if it's a nice day. Picnic.
No, you won't.
What?
I've got 2 tickets for Saturday. Members' tickets.
It's a surprise.
Long time since you've had one of those. Put your olive green on.
The what?
That dress you got for my wake in April.
Are you serious?
It's a St. Ledger, Margaret. Think of it like going to church for a wedding.
It's next, isn't it? The Ledger.
Oh, hang on. Someone I know.
Ken, how are you these days?
Super Yankee, meet Margaret. How's it going?
Booming, kid. Got a new system. Forget the horses and the courses. It's the jockeys, see? Star signs. Definite pattern. Followed it all summer. It's the current planetary influences for Dettori, right? Have you seen him lately? He's like an athlete. It's his time, see? The stars say it all.
What horse is he on, then?
It's Chantou.
That's the one. Get on.
I have done, actually.
Oh.
Through between horses, but I think Pat Edder has got the race under control with Dushyanta.
The stalls open with a shout. The horses spread out in a shake of colour, and you're there and you're on. And when they turn into the straight and yours moves into second place, going like an arrow, the heart beats against the chest, the mouth cries yes, yes, and into the last furlong, and the jockey's pinned to the wind, and it's a perfect winner, and the afternoon turns to gold.
It won, Kent! It won! Did you see him? The jockey. He stood up in the saddle. He raised his arm. He was grinning and he was looking straight at us. He waved. Oh, it was wonderful. He was looking straight at us. We've won, haven't we? That was our horse, wasn't it? Ken? Ken?
Yeah. Our horse.
What did you put on?
12.
12? That means you've won what?
96.
Nearly £100, then.
1,000, Margaret. 96,000!
All that money. What did you do?
It wasn't me. I heard this voice put the money on. I watched this man watching the race. I saw this horse cross the line.
The money, Ken. Your bet. It...
Yeah, it was our future.
You promised me.
Yes, I did. Like I say, I heard this voice. You're angry.
What kind of question is that now? You've won. Your flat summer. You were always going to do that, weren't you?
Was I? It could have lost. Within 4 minutes, our lives could have been very different.
But it won. And here we are. We should be cheering. We should be wet with champagne, shouldn't we? I wish you'd taken me before. When's the next big race? Can I come, please, sir?
It isn't like this very often, Margaret.
It isn't?
I ought to warn you.
Oh, warn me another time, Ken. Not now. Just hug me now. Tighter. Tighter. Oh, Chantou, how I love you. How I love you.
It was so close.
On the line.
But we got there. Margaret.
But it won. It won. Isn't that what you say? It's all about winners.
It can never be like this again, can it? I mean, what can follow this?
Oh, I wish me dad was here. He said it would end in tears. Look at me.
Don't. Please. Come on, get a grip. You stop me, don't you? What are we going to do?
Collect. Two bookies. I'll spread it.
We'll need a police escort.
Shall we have a drink? Head for home.
Home? After this? How can we go home? God, I think of their faces. Donald and Julia. $100,000 on one GG, for heaven's sake.
A no-win situation, old boy. And Nigel. Bloody Gamblers Anonymous.
Does he always get off like that?
Who?
The jockey, the Tory. He jumped off the horse into the air.
He does that when he's won. I can do that. Like this. Up in the air with Frankie.
Like this. Yahoo! People are stepping.
Right. Sorry. Back down to earth. Yeah.
We could go to Paris again. Like we did in the spring. The Louvre, the Champs-Élysées, the bridges of the Seine, the Arc de Triomphe.
The Arc de Triomphe. Perfect. 1 mile, 4 furlongs for 3-year-olds and above.
Paris, then. For the races, Ken.
If you insist, Paris it is. For the races, Margaret.
And then we'll go home, okay? Ken?
In the final episode of One Flat Summer by Dave Sheesby, Gerard McDermott played Ken, Gillian Bevan, Margaret, Antonia Fabu, Curly, and Janet Moore, Rita. Rachel Atkins played Christine, Tom Georgeson, Tam, David Brooks, Super Yankee, and Hugh Dixon, the bank manager. The director was David Hunter.